of healing. Healing. Is I join with you this time. I have been listening to all that has been said. I feel this time it is important that I say a few words of comfort for you all. There is so much happening in your world at this time. So much fear, so much love. That may seem a strange word to say to you, but my dear friends, it is true. I am here to tell you, your world is not coming to an end. As so many people in your world are so quick to tell you. No human being wishes to see the hurt and the anguish of others. And that is the thing that brings into being the love for your fellow man. That in times of what you term tragedy, gives the opportunity to many to come together in love and to help those they do not even know. To give help and love as much as they can. Mankind, no matter what their race, come together to help in these times of crisis. And that is the energy which those of us in spirit try to encourage. So I will say to you, my dear friends, all of these happenings are part of your planet's evolution. I cannot sit here with you and say that there will never be more of these crises. Because, of course, there always will be. You cannot stop the evolution of your planet. You can, of course, help in any way that you can. Mankind can change their views on all that is wrong on your planet. But you cannot alter the evolution of your planet. It has been going on since your planet has existed. The whole of the Earth planet has many faults within it, as in all planets of many universes. This cannot be altered, but what can be changed is that love and that comradeship that exists between people of all races and creeds. So my words to you, my dear friends, continue to offer your thoughts and your love to those in need. But let me tell you that all those who have lost their human lives are now looking to the spirit world for their love and existence. Give them your thoughts. Give them your love, but ultimately know that they are safe. That is the knowledge that should be spread within your world. I heard you speak of the nation and its people who you feel are so calm and so serene. Is that not something, my dear friends, that all of your world could strive towards?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So all I wish to say to you this time is to think of my words and to strive as much as you can, my dear friends, to be better people. And of course, whenever the opportunity arises, speak of that spirit within. It is a simple message, but a most powerful.
And we remember Sally Met. It was 14 years ago when you spoke with us in a predictive way, and you said there would be another nuclear accident, and I think it's on our minds. Is this the one to which you were alluding?
When you used the term 14 years, of course it seems but a blink of an eye to me.
Yes.
Yes, of course. And as I have told you on previous occasions, it is not my purpose to predict or to give advice, but only to bring the philosophy of spirit.
Yes, of course.
The truth that has always been. And of course, there will be other disasters in your world, as you call them. To us, it is a natural occurrence, and that cannot be changed. You do not have the power to alter the course of what has already been set. But what you can do is improve each and every one of you. Individually take responsibility for what you do and say with your planet. But of course, in saying those words, sometimes I have given to you a few snippets of information that provide you with something that can be verified.
Yes, indeed.
I have done this on occasion, not to show you how much I know, but in order that you can clarify for yourselves that that my words are spoken in truth.
Yes, I think we appreciate that your purpose in being here is not to predict. But nevertheless, as you say, you have given us little interesting snippets.
Yes.
And another one on that at that time was regarding the AIDS illness. And I think it has, as you indicated then, I think it has peaked. There are several channels of investigation which could lead to a cure, and
will have a cure. Not good, will
have a cure.
I think the most promising of the cures that have been examined is one based on colloidal silver.
Yes, much is still unknown about this, but I assure you much more information will come to light, and you may be surprised at what will happen following this pathway. That is all I can say at this moment in time.
Yes.
But yes, that is something to follow.
Yes, and I think there was just a hint of a possible space connection, and
yes.
I note that colloidal silver filters are, water filters are used in our space shuttle.
Yes, yes, it is used for good and has to be expanded for the good that it can do in many fields. You would find, if you delved a little deeper, that this is being allocated for different uses in all manner of things.
Yes, I appreciate it as quite effective against viruses, bacteria and fungi.
Yes, because viruses in your world cause many problems for you human beings. Mm. Therefore, it is something which has come from us in spirit in influencing those who are trying to deal with these viruses.
Yes, I found it quite exciting to read about how that research is progressing.
Yes, you will hear more, my dear friend. Mm. There will be more.
And you also mentioned on that occasion about the troubles in our Middle Eastern countries continuing. And yes, they certainly continue at this present time. But as you also suggest, this is all part of our progress forward, I think.
Before there can be knowledge, sometimes you find that mankind is confused.
Mm.
I prefer to use that word confusion to those countries who you would call not understanding in the way of love. Again, I would say to you, dear friends, send up your thoughts and love for those in spiritual darkness.
Yes.
They will in time see the light of their wrongdoings.
Yes.
Because some are wrongdoing. Do not cloud your judgment that all is against them.
Yes.
There are, I'm afraid, some people in your world who are following the wrong pathway.
Yes.
But out of confusion comes knowledge and truth.
There's certainly much confusion at the moment.
Yes.
And yes, if we send love to those in spiritual darkness, I think that love has to be very widespread.
Yes.
Embracing those Middle Eastern countries.
Yes, all peoples who are in spiritual darkness, all governments who are refusing to listen to love and truth. We are trying from spirit to influence all over these people.
Wonderful.
But again, as always, my dear friends, we call upon the help of yourselves and others who are more knowledgeable in the things of spirit, of spiritual love and existence. So, give a thought to those people in trouble.
And you also spoke of extraterrestrial communications and how others will be accepted by those in our world.
Yes.
And of course we have since had the joy of the Bonio conversations.
Yes. I am always I almost said surprised. That is not a correct word for me. But I listen and I'm still amazed that humans on this planet still find difficulty in accepting the life force from other planets.
Yeah, I think we can say that we in this group are surprised.
Yes. So much evidence has been given, and yet governments, I feel, are fearful. I feel that is a problem, because it is such an unknown subject for most of your people on the planet.
Yes, I think you suggested that the key would be the acceptance by governments, and when governments accept, then the people will accept.
People sometimes need to be guided by the laws that govern them. If this is not forthcoming, then the people live in doubt and in fear.
I've always felt that the more governments hide things, the worse they create for themselves. I mean, they're just fearful of the people on this planet's reactions. But I think anybody in the younger generations now would accept it far more readily.
Yes.
Much more readily.
Yes. I agree. There is a fear that the public will panic. But as I have said many times, Earth people are much more open to what is happening around them.
Yes.
Is it that there's also a bit of a fear of their own loss of power?
Yes.
If we acknowledge probably a technologically more advanced civilization than our own, governments are also often, politicians are also often businessmen as well, and they've got lots of wealth and business interests, and there's a tendency to want to protect all that from any kind of change.
Yes, many people are fearful of any type of change. And of course governments are made of men with human failings, and they will be colored by their own thoughts and feelings, and of course their own religious beliefs.
Yes.
Many will deny any existence of other beings, even when the proof is placed in front of them.
Yes.
As in all walks of life, there will always be the doubters and the fearful. So, again, I would say to you, my dear friends, give some healing thoughts for these people, that they become more accepting, that they are not only inhabitants of this planet, but they are beings of the universe.
It's going to happen, so it really is a case of
time.
And it will happen, and we're very privileged, I think, to know that information.
Yes, visitors have always been aware for a long time, but they know also that the human being is very young in its understanding.
Yes, we're still in our infancy really, aren't we?
Yes, so they are patient.
Yes.
There is no need
for
rashness of any kind.
When we go back to spirit, then we are all then aware of other beings, or not necessarily so?
Only if you desire to know.
Would you say, could you generalize it a little bit by saying that those are the most fearful are perhaps the younger souls?
I would not class them as more fearful. No, you cannot generalize in that way.
No, okay.
Not necessarily.
No.
If anything, what you term new souls, and I am not one to use that phrase too often, are more likely to be the children of knowledge, not fear.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, thank you.
Now, I feel for this time it would be good for you to discuss amongst yourself what you feel and what you have grown to understand from what is happening in your world today.
Okay. Will you stay with us or will you go?
I will stay with the instrument a little longer. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And might I say, it's been a very helpful talk that you have given us on this occasion.
Yes.
Thank you so very much.
Yes, I felt it was necessary this time to come and speak with you. As I said, I was aware of your discussion. And I just wanted to reiterate my thoughts on these happenings, that you might show your understanding of what is happening. And there is much work in spirit when we have so many people come over so quickly at in great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So there is much work on our side of life.
Yes.
So, my dear friends, until we meet next time, I will was the only know that I am aware of you all. No matter your daily lives, I am aware of you and try to help and support you in any way that I can.
Thank you very much.